Artist Mark Smith starts with charcoal. That's the best way for him to get his emotions out on the canvas right away. With the image he calls Specialist Warner, he added detail with watercolor later. To get in the right frame of mind for his painting, he plays some music, mostly stuff he was listening to during his time serving in the army in Iraq back in 2004.
I just blaze some music really loud, you know, I blare it. You know, I like when I was doing this, I was listening to like As I Lay Dying. And it can't have words. I don't want words. I just want the feel of the music, you know.
Smith was a medic during his year-long tour in Iraq. When he came home to Indiana, he wanted to focus on his art.
I was thinking about going into a graduate program in art therapy, but I soon realized that I was kind of having problems myself, so I didn't think that at that time I would have been a good candidate to be in the helping professions. And I really felt like I needed to work some of the things out for myself through my art, you know.
His experiences in war seeped into his everyday life in the form of bad dreams and recurring visions of treating wounded soldiers and civilians. Still today, not a day goes by that he doesn't think about that time 9 years ago. Painting is his way to cope with his PTSD.
I mean, I can't tell you like how difficult it is to emotionally begin to draw someone's face and try to get it right, you know, and like going through it over and over again. It's someone that you cared about very much who was killed, you know.
For his latest project, he reached out to his fellow soldiers and asked them to send him their pictures of their time in Iraq. He then painted those images. Hanging on the wall at the Harrison Center for the Arts in Indianapolis are several works from that series in pen and ink, watercolor, and gouache. He's exhibiting them as part of the War and Peace Veterans Art Project. The Specialist Warner painting depicts a soldier in profile aiming a rifle.
This picture was taken when we went to Tal Afar, which is a few miles northwest of Mosul, and they took that photo of him. It was really good. And then just like a few minutes later, his truck was blown up, and I evacuated him from the vehicle.
Specialist Warner lived through the attack, but then Smith lost touch with him after his tour ended. Thanks to this project, they reconnected after 8 years.
Make it affordable.
Just a second.
That's Sergeant Robertson.
Visitors will arrive at the War and Peace exhibit in about an hour. Smith is pricing his paintings with a museum curator as Scott Van Adder takes notes on a clipboard.
We're just taking inventory of everything.
$3.
They're all $45 except for that.
Way too little.
Hey, I want people to have it.
Unsold.
That was Van Adder.
Did you say that one's sold?
Yeah, it is now.
Who bought it? Did you buy it?
I just bought it.
He purchased a painting called Specialist Warner, Colonel Corella, and Sergeant Scott for $45. What drew him to it?
Memories. I'd rather not say.
Except for that one.
Despite his PTSD, there are some memories Smith wants to keep, like the connections he made with his fellow soldiers. Through his painting, he immortalizes his friends while working through his difficulties.
I have the gift of being able to put out into the world what I feel inside through my images, but if I couldn't do that, then it would be horrible because it would really be locked in my head.
When he first came home from the war, he said he wasn't a good candidate to be in the helping professions. Now, Mark Smith is a member of the VSA Indiana staff, the state organization on arts and disability, where he teaches art to children with disabilities. For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.